Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Also, the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out, please, for The Age of the Customer. Prepare for the moment of relevance. I think you'll like what you find there. And if you, even if you don't want to buy the book, you'll get smarter, I think, when you check out the website, including all the things that other people have said about my book. Pete Sepp is here. He's Executive Vice President, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. An organization that I've told you about for over 16 years now. They are advocating to make sure the government has every penny it needs and not one penny more. And Pete and I are the two people in the world who get to decide how much they need. Right, Pete?
Wish.
The world would be a better place, though, if we could do that, wouldn't it, Pete?
I sometimes wonder.
I think we could do it, Pete. I think we could. Hey, Pete, thanks again for hanging out with us. I wanted to wrap up quickly on the internet sales tax thing. There's what's coming up. Is anything going to get resolved anyway soon? Is this a can we're going to keep cooking down the road?
I think that we'll probably have more hearings after this initial round of House hearings. I don't believe that the legislation for the very complex arrangement, the streamlined sales tax, very misnamed term there, but I don't think that's going to make it through the House. We are certainly doing our best to ensure it doesn't make it through the House and that alternatives like origin sourcing are considered. I think that the Senate passage in this Congress, which happened last year, is as far as they're going to get,
right,
and we'll probably resolve this in the next Congress.
Right. Okay. All right. So we'll keep up with that, and I know you'll keep us posted. Let's move over to what's going on in the big house with regard to the president's budget. And now first, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour, Pete, about what has happened. In the last five or so cycles, how many budgets has the president given and has Congress actually passed in the last five sessions?
Well, Congress has never passed the president's budget, at least under Barack Obama's term. Congress itself, on the Senate side, has missed passing any kind of 5 or 10 year budget blueprint for several of the last 5 years. We only saw one budget last year. The Senate Budget Committee has said this year we're not going to bother passing one. The House usually passes its own budget resolution, but that's as far as it goes. And so you have a president submitting budgets perpetually late. He's made one, I believe, on time in the last 4 years. This one is late as well. And even worse, it's incomplete. So, you know, we can quibble about the tax and spending levels in this thing, but from a managerial perspective, this is a terrible thing. The president is not only missing deadlines, now he didn't even include a very important document as part of his budget submission, which is called the analytical perspectives. That's basically hundreds of pages of backup data. Number of recipients for given federal programs, people who might be affected by tax policies. The underlying assumptions of his budget are contained in that document. We didn't get it when it was released last week. We just got top-line numbers.
As if somebody would say, sure, let's trust them. Let's just pass it and trust them that they've got the underlying numbers. That's sort of like signing Obamacare into law, even though we haven't read the law yet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Isn't that the right analogy? Let me ask you, Pete. Let me ask you a question. Isn't the singular fundamental thing that we send people to Washington to do is to do this budgeting and pass and fund the government? And if that's true, why are we paying them to not do their job?
Well, that's a very good question, because After all, this is a two-way street. It's not just the president that is failing in his duty. Congress is failing in its own duty, and they are constantly going back on their word. The 2011 mm-hmm. Budget Control Act is a perfect example. It established caps on the part of the budget that they appropriate annually every
and,
year.
And yet, Pete, and I'm not a member of the Tea Party. I don't advocate for the Tea Party necessarily. But yet, when people on that side of the aisle raise their voices against this kind of mismanagement, this kind of behavior, they're treated like they're some kind of weirdos.
Yeah, it's like, well, and the solution of official Washington is, well, let's bring back earmarking because that will allow favors to be traded more quickly and sort of grease the wheels
right.
for passage of the budget.
Wow.
I don't think that's the right direction to take, but that's what they're saying.
Who was it? De Tocqueville said that in a democracy, the people get the government they deserve?
I believe it was him. And
is that what's happening right now? I mean, have we seen the enemy and he is us?
Well, I sometimes think that we get too much blame for what is going on Capitol
yeah.
Hill. They just don't want to be disturbed. They want to be able to cut deals in back rooms. And,
folks, this is not going to be – this kind of behavior, Pete, is not going to end well for America, is it?
No, it's not because – it produces lousy budgets that are not based on economic reality, that are not based on performance, that are not based on
dysfunctional government, and therefore dysfunctional economy, and therefore a dysfunctional country. Folks, it rolls up or down, depending on which way you want to think about it. It's a sad situation, folks, and nobody's going to stop this if you and I don't stop it. I mean, they're not going to fix themselves in Washington. We have to fix them from out here on Main Street. 10 till, right back with Pete Sepp. He's with the National Taxpayers Union. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.